So on this episode of the Deion Gordon podcast, I'll be breaking down, deconstructing, and giving my thoughts on the situation with the Washington professional football team that plays in Landover, Maryland, and their decision to bench their starting quarterback yesterday. The coach's decision by Coach Ron Rivera to bench Dwayne Haskins and demote him to third string, promote Alex Smith to second, and name Kyle Allen, the legendary Kyle Allen, I guess, as the starting quarterback for the Washington professional football team. I'm starting with the press conference from yesterday. Rivera, in his explanation of why he decided to bench Haskins, said, "This is not as so much as an indictment on Dwayne as much as it is an indictment on the situation and circumstances that we are in," Rivera told reporters yesterday. He did not have the benefit of offseason workouts or minicamp. He didn't have the benefit of four preseason games to work through things. Because of that, he's behind in his development in the system. Again, it's an unfortunate situation. How the fuck can you say this is not an indictment on Dwayne and then you demote him to third string? How is it not an indictment on Dwayne if the guy you promoted to second string has a leg being held together by thoughts and prayers? Get the fuck out of here. This is clearly an indictment on Dwayne Haskins. If you don't like him, then just say so. I don't understand. Well, I do understand. It's coach speak. So you just got to... Coach speak is similar to politics speak. Similar to that debate last night. Like, you say a whole lot, but you ain't really saying nothing. You just give a word salad. It's how you answer a question without answering the question. And how apropos that he's doing this in Washington. But it's politics speak and it's coach speak, and they're synonymous with each other. Haskins pretty much knew he had to play at a high level versus Baltimore last Sunday just to keep his job. He was already told internally by Rivera that if he didn't pick up his play coming off the week 3 loss versus Cleveland, that he was at risk of being benched. In that game versus Cleveland, Haskins threw for 3 interceptions and pretty much cost Washington the game. In a game they felt like they could win. Versus Baltimore last week, he put up respectable numbers. He threw for 314 yards, completed 70% of his passes, had a rushing touchdown, 0 scores, but obviously that wasn't enough. The game plan versus Baltimore is pretty conservative. You go back, look at the tape. Pro Football Focus also backs that up. His average depth of target was less than 5 yards downfield, and 67% of his passing production came after the catch. It was his poor decision-making in that game that really pissed off Rivera. There's a play in early in the fourth quarter where he threw far short of the end zone on 4th and goal from the 13 with the Washington Pro Football team down by 18. Questions about his decision-making and his situational awareness from the coaching staff and from Rivera himself, in conjunction with playing in the worst division in pro football, the NFC least. The Eagles are winning that division with 1 win. Just picked up their first win last Sunday versus San Francisco. Because of all that, Rivera has now made the decision to bench Dwayne Haskins and insert Kyle Allen into the starting lineup. Kyle Allen last season played for the Carolina Panthers, the same team that Rivera coached, and put together a win-loss record of 5-7, but in his last 8 starts, he's 1-7. And there was a game last year, I remember this game vividly. This was a great day. Carolina came out here to the Bay, played against my 49ers, got Earth, Wind, Fire, and Ice beaten out of him 51-13. And that was the day that Kyle Allen got exposed. Nick Bosa destroyed that man for 4 quarters. So after that game, after the tape was out, you know, it's a copycat league. Teams watched what San Francisco did to Kyle Allen, and Kyle Allen was never the same last year. Allen last season completed 62% of his passes for 17 touchdowns, 16 interceptions, and a passer rating of 80. So it's not like this guy is the second coming of Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Pat Mahomes. It's not like he's an elite quarterback in his own right. He's an undrafted free agent who put up mediocre numbers last year. He's 1-7 in his last 8 games. Now you can look at Haskins' win-loss record. He's 3-8 in 11 starts. In those 11 starts, he has 11 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, a quarterback rating of 77.8 with 177 yards per game. Contrast that to another quarterback, not only in the same division as Haskins in the NFC least, but the quarterback who was taken ahead of him in that 2019 draft with the 6th pick to the New York Football Giants, Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones in 16 starts is 3-13, has a completion percentage of 61.7, 26 touchdowns, 17 picks, quarterback rating 82.9, averaging 230 yards per game. Similar numbers, right? I don't see the Giants giving up on Daniel Jones, but the Washington football team just waved the white flag on Dwayne Haskins. And like I said, it'd be one thing if Kyle Allen was an elite star quarterback or had the makings of an elite star quarterback. It'd be one thing if Kyle Allen was the consensus better quarterback in that building. I'm not sure who the best quarterback is in that building, because Kyle Allen, it's just average. It's just mediocre. Dwayne Haskins is still developing. Alex Smith is a mystery. No one knows this guy can even take a hit. You put him on the field, you're going to like I said, thoughts and prayers. Is he a charity case or is he a legitimate NFL quarterback at this point? He's second on the depth chart, which means if Kyle Allen gets hurt this Sunday, then for the first time since November 18, 2018, Alex Smith's going to be on the field. 17 leg surgeries later, near amputation, near death, Alex Smith is one hit away from being on the field for the first time in almost 2 years. It's remarkable. This is a great story. I've said that before. You give the man all the credit in the world for his grit, determination, and toughness. But am I really supposed to sit here and believe that a guy with his story, that level of uncertainty, with his injury history, you mean tell me that guy is physically better and more equipped to play the position than Dwayne Haskins? I compare him to Daniel Jones for the reason being. The Giants made an investment in Daniel Jones. The Giants moved up in the draft, moved heaven and earth to get Daniel Jones. They deemed him the successor to Eli Manning. They support him. They back him. They're all in with Daniel Jones. A franchise commitment to Daniel Jones from the front office, from Dave Gettleman. That was his pick. That's his guy that he wanted because Daniel Jones reminded him so much of Eli. It's an organizational commitment to Daniel Jones. Where is that organizational commitment to Dwayne Haskins? It doesn't exist. And it was never going to exist. Because you go back to that draft night, Haskins was the 15th pick out of The Ohio State University. It was a pick made in large part by the owner, Daniel Snyder. Haskins is a local guy from PG County, Prince George's County, for those who don't know. At the 2019 NFL Combine, before the draft took place that year, Haskins was asked about which team you prefer to play for. And he was born in New Jersey, grew up in PG County. He was born in Jersey. He said he wouldn't mind playing for the Giants. He and Saquon Barkley were good friends. But he also said he wouldn't mind playing for Washington because he's pretty good friends with the son of Daniel Snyder, the Washington football team owner. Haskins was quoted as saying, "Actually, Snyder, his son went to my high school, so I'm pretty good friends with him. I went to school in the Maryland DMV area, so going back home to play for the Redskins, as they were known at that time, would be fun." So that, to me, was the connection. Snyder liked Haskins, but no one else in the building did. John Gruden wasn't even aware that Haskins was going to be the pick. He wasn't informed of it. That shows you the level of dysfunction in that organization that you don't tell the head coach who you're drafting. Because the head coach was a lame duck anyway. Gruden was on his way out, and he was fired in the middle of last season. So Haskins has put up the numbers he's put up and done what he's done playing with two different head coaches, but no one in the building wanted him except for the owner. And you fire Gruden, you bring in Rivera, a brand new regime. Whenever a new regime is going to be brought in, they're going to want their people working for them in the building. That goes anywhere. That's not just football. That's regular, everyday, working class jobs. And wherever you're working at gets bought out by a new company, when that new regime comes in, they're going to slowly but surely promote and bring in their own people. They're going to feel more comfortable bringing in their people. Football is no different. Football especially. Rivera is comfortable and familiar with Kyle Allen, as mediocre as he is. So Dwayne Haskins never really had a shot. Dwayne Haskins was drafted into an unfortunate situation. And that just goes to show you, the success of an NFL quarterback is largely predicated upon who drafts him, where they go, how much stability is in that franchise, that organization, in that locker room, who are the people around him, around that quarterback, who's coaching that quarterback, who's teaching that quarterback how to play quarterback. You go around the league, you just look at any successful quarterback. Look at Patrick Mahomes. They bought into him. They also moved up in the draft to get him with the 10th pick that year in, I think, 2017. They already had Alex Smith at that time. But they knew we got to upgrade over Smith. We got to get a guy who can push the ball downfield and make those big throws that Smith won't make. Similar to what happened to Smith when he was in San Francisco when he got benched in favor of Colin Kaepernick. They needed someone who made those big plays. So they went out and they got Patrick Mahomes. And he was able to sit for a year behind a guy like Alex Smith and learn the position from the sideline and sit in those quarterback rooms and those meetings with Smith, with Eric Bieniemy, with Andy Reid. So there was support. A support system was around him. And they were able to nurture his ability. And then a year later, he got on the field and the rest is history. His first 4 years as a starter, he's league MVP. And he's currently the best quarterback in the NFL. But that's because there was a culture already established there. There was a system around him. People wanted him to succeed. There was no instability. He's only played for one coach and one system. Russell Wilson, the same thing in Seattle. He's only played for one coach, Pete Carroll, one offensive coordinator, Daryl Bevel. Aaron Rodgers, in the early part of his career, was able to sit for a year behind Brett Favre, absorb the knowledge and information, then get on the field once Favre left, and the rest is history. When quarterbacks get drafted into bad situations with all types of dysfunction and chaos and disarray, they're going to struggle. There's no point in drafting a quarterback in the first round. You know you don't have a culture set in place to cultivate that quarterback, accentuate his strengths, and hide his weaknesses. If you're not going to fully commit to that quarterback, there's no point in drafting one in the first round. If you know your offensive line is terrible, which it is in Washington, if you know you have a lack of skill position players, as they do in Washington, Terry McLaurin is the only Washington receiver anybody can even name. If you're not going to fully commit to a quarterback, there's no point in taking him in the first round. You're just wasting his time and you're ruining that quarterback. Dwayne Haskins is the new age, modern day Jason Campbell. Jason Campbell also had a lot of instability early on in his career with Washington, going from Joe Gibbs to Jim Zorn, different offensive coordinators. And he never had success, period, in the NFL, but he was killed early on in his career with Washington, always having to learn a new offense. Alex Smith, similar situation when he was drafted by San Francisco in 2005. It took him over Aaron Rodgers. And people always say, well, Smith, early in his career, appeared to be a bust. But Smith played for different head coaches, different systems, different coordinators. He got drafted. I think Mike Nolan was the head coach. Then he was fired. And then you bring in Mike Singletary takes over. Then it's Jim Harbaugh. You have Mike Martz as the offensive coordinator. You had different coordinators, coaches. Same situation for Haskins right now. A lack of stability and a lack of a culture within your team, in your locker room, in your organization will kill any quarterback. Dwayne Haskins, more than likely, I would be shocked if he ever started another game. Because they, like I said at the beginning of this, Rivera said this is not an indictment on him. That's bullshit. That's complete bullshit. You clearly don't think this guy can play. And Haskins has his deficiencies. I'm not considering that like he's a perfect quarterback. There are issues with timing and anticipation, downfield accuracy, decision-making in general. There are those issues, but he's a growing and developing NFL quarterback. Like I said, he's only started 11 games in this league. To me, Haskins is still technically a rookie. Compare him to other quarterbacks in the NFL, other young quarterbacks in the NFL. Look at Josh Allen in Buffalo. Look how well he's played this season. He's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL right now. But over his first 10 starts, Josh Allen threw 7 touchdowns, 11 picks, 6.37 yards per attempt with a completion percentage of 52.3. In Dwayne Haskins' first 10 starts, he's thrown 11 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 6.5 yards per pass attempt with a completion percentage of 58.2. Similar numbers once again. And the same way New York did not give up on Daniel Jones is the same way Buffalo is not giving up on Josh Allen. These teams drafted these quarterbacks. They've invested in them. They want to see those quarterbacks succeed. In Buffalo's case with Josh Allen, they put people around him to help him be better. What did Buffalo go out and do this offseason? They went out and got Stephon Diggs. You get one of the top 10 receivers in the league to help out your young quarterback who's still growing and progressing. Washington has not done anything like that. There's a lack of resources around Haskins, and the organization has not bought into him. To me, he's toast. He's done. He's like Josh Rosen, a guy drafted by a team. They had no interest in him. New coaching staff came in. He's out the door. Haskins is still there technically, but I think he's on his way out the door. He's a third string quarterback. Josh Rosen was drafted, only played 1 year in Arizona. They made the decision to bring in Cliff Kingsbury and go after Kyler Murray with the first pick in the draft. Rosen goes to Miami, washes out down there. Now he's in Tampa Bay as a third string quarterback. Haskins, to me, unfortunately, will follow a similar career trajectory. And the Washington football team still won't learn his lesson. When next year's draft rolls around, they'll be on the clock once again, picking somewhere in the top 15. Because even as bad as their division is, I don't see them winning more than 7 games this season. And they're still going to be in the market for that next franchise quarterback. They're still going to be in the market for the guy to take the reins for the next 10 to 15 years. They have not had anything like that in Washington since Joe Theismann. You go back and look at the Washington football team quarterback history going back to 85. I mean, it's a who's who. It's a long list. You don't even have to go back that far. I mean, you can just look back the last, let's say, 10 to 15 years. The revolving door of quarterbacks they've had in Washington is the endless list of names of guys who've come and gone over there. Donovan McNabb was a starting quarterback in Washington. They drafted RG3 and Kirk Cousins in the same draft, which I still have never seen before. I've never seen a pro football team take two quarterbacks within the first four rounds of the NFL draft. And not only do they take those two quarterbacks in the same draft in the first four rounds, that was in 2012. Fast forward to 2020, neither quarterback is currently on their roster. Kirk Cousins is in Minnesota stealing money. RG3 is in Baltimore holding a clipboard eating crab legs. Since Snyder bought that team over 20 years ago, there's been no stability with the quarterbacks, no stability with the coaches, and as a result, the win-loss record on the field reflects that. What do they have, like two division titles in the past 20 or so years? Hasn't played an NFC Championship game since Snyder bought the team. Only one home playoff, two home playoff games, I think. And they lost both of those games. Lost to Seattle in 2012. That was a game RG3 got hurt. Lost to Green Bay, another wild card playoff game with Kirk Cousins at quarterback. You wonder why these things keep happening to the same team. It's a lack of stability. It's a promotion of dysfunction. It's chaos, complete disarray, anarchy within the organization. It is an abundance of people who collectively don't know what the fuck they're doing. And that's why Washington is Washington and will always be Washington as long as Daniel Snyder is the owner of that pro football team. I feel bad for the diehard fans who are from that area and have lived and died with that team since the glory days and the heyday of Joe Gibbs and the Hogs, etc. When they won three championships in 12 years. But let's just face facts and deal with reality. The team sucks. They will continue to suck as long as the guy who owns that football team owns that football team. Dwayne Haskins has a higher completion percentage than Matt Stafford, has thrown for more yards than Lamar Jackson, has more touchdown passes this season than Sam Darnold, and has a higher passer rating than Carson Wentz. But apparently, Kyle Allen is the second coming of John Elway, and so Dwayne Haskins must go to the bench and go to the bench in favor of a guy who has one leg and hasn't played it down in 2 years. Hail to the Redskins, or whatever the fuck you're calling yourself these days. So that about wraps it up. Deion Gordon Podcast. I'm, of course, and your host, the Honorable Deion Gordon, giving my thoughts on the quarterback situation with the Washington Professional Football Team. See you on the next go-round. Picture me rolling. I'm out.